Get ready.
Going,
I guess
me. Oh, I guess it's always me.
It is.
All right, well, welcome to another.
You what? Are El, El Guapo.
Take freaking two.
Welcome to the Cybernauts cast.
We can't get our crap together.
Yeah, we can't. I'm Vimon Josh, and here we have Xionic Freak. Steve. And John Johns. And maybe some other people later. If TY ever gets on.
Maybe.
So, what did we do this weekend?
I watched football and did English paper assignments. And I don't know, that's about it.
I saw Skyfall.
Oh yeah, that too. Best
and what
best
did you
Bond
do,
movie.
Steve? And what did you do, Steve?
Oh, yes. I am so glad that you asked me that. it's been an interesting week. Yeah, I had a fun week. I can't wait to go back to work.
Can't wait to go back to work on a Monday. I thought that was unheard of.
Oh, not with the crap that I've had to deal with. Let's get on to our topic. We are talking today. One of the subjects is one of the cooler animes out there, Guyver Out of Control.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, after seeing James Bond this past weekend, I mean, there's nothing that can really just amaze me more. And
yeah.
Guyver was all right.
It doesn't really compare to that.
Guyver.
Well, you're saying like it can't be, like, yeah, there's no comparison between the two. Like, they just can't be compared.
Yeah, they're nothing alike. But
I know.
But Guyver was pretty cool. This was the first exposure I had to the character. I hadn't seen the Long Crew of Ye or the series, or
I want to say I saw like maybe the first episode of the series like a long time ago, and I thought it was okay. But I guess with this, like it's not too bad. It's a compilation anime, and I mean because it's summing up like the first four chapters or volumes of the manga or something into like 55 minutes, right?
Excuse me. But and yeah, this was something that was done back in 86, and it was released in the States and to, well, yeah, in the U.S. and in Canada back in 93 by L.A. Hero, which was under the Dark Image Entertainment. And if you can ever find a copy of it, hoard it. Hoard it like nobody's business.
I would imagine the VHS copy of this is like super duper cheap on Amazon.
Because
like if it's anything like how I spent like a penny on like the Outlanders dub that had Trish LeDoux in it, which I spent hardly nothing on, then I don't know.
This is something
I think those. Go ahead.
This is something that I'd like to have on Laserdisc if there's a Laserdisc of it.
I would love to have I'd love to have a Blu-ray of this. And honestly, Studio Wave does a lot of great animation. They've had how many titles did they have? I forget myself. But
it's probably on Anime News Network that I just don't seem to get a hold of that website because I just don't feel like looking it up. So I'm kind of lazy.
Let's see here.
Well, I guess while you're looking that up, pretty much like the Gyver series, it's titled, the whole thing is Bio Booster.
Bio Booster Gyver. Bio Booster Armor Gyver.
There we go. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, really, like, for an OVA, this isn't, like, all that bad, especially if it's, like, a compilation thing. Because, like, the big thing they did in the 80s was just, like, they summed up, like, a manga series in, like, 45 minutes or something to get people interested in it, which wasn't a bad idea because they just had all this, like, stupid amount of money to spend on making whatever they wanted to. And with a compilation like this, I was just kind of like, looking at it. But if I didn't see James Bond, then I'm like, Guyver's pretty cool.
we should have reviewed this sooner after we saw it so that Bond didn't ruin it for
you. Yeah, then we would have been all like, oh my God, this is so amazing, man. Why do we, like, we should have just recorded right after. That would have made perfect sense.
Yeah, we should.
It was kind of like what we did for GoGo 13. It's just like, I can't wait not to talk about GoGo 13 for another second. We got to talk about it right freaking now.
Yeah. There were a few where I saw Bubblegum Crisis, like, right before I reviewed also.
Wait, what are you talking about? I mean, I know Bubblegum Crisis, but wait, where did that fit in here?
Well, there were a few times that when we reviewed that, I had watched it, like, right before, like, 10 minutes before.
Oh, okay.
And that's,
well, speaking of Bubblegum Crisis,
when I best remember
Michi
stuff, you know?
Tomizawa was the voice of Mizuki in this. But that woman has done so much voice acting work. It's like, what is she not ever in between, like, those two decades? Just about everything. But I don't know. I obviously took notes on this, but, like, it starts out with, like, this trucker dude picking up, like, a homeless person on the side of the road. And then, like, apparently the trucker dude, like, decides to, like, basically rob him of, like, money because, I don't know, truckers in Japan are dicks, I guess.
It's just like truckers here in America, You go ahead and pick up a strange long-haired hippie, hitchhiking around the road.
Then they turn that into a TV show, which is like what there was like T-Bone and Trucker, or Trucker and T-Bone, and that was on Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. Does anybody remember that show?
I remember that.
I've never seen an episode of that show, but I just know that, like, it was on there, and they only made like 6 episodes, I think.
Well, yeah, but this is where, see, here in the United States, we don't go ahead. Our truckers don't rob people. They just kind of look over, smile.
Well, and George Carlton showed us in Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back that blowjobs get you far to your destination with truckers.
True, because you see the famous quote, the famous part of this conversation was when the hippie kind of looked at the trucker after traveling for a couple of hours and says, "Well, I guess you're wondering whether I'm a guy or a girl." And the trucker just nonchalantly looked over, smiled, and said, "Don't matter either way. You're still going to get fucked." And just left it at that. we're a more hospitable type of trucker union.
I probably, in more ways than one. Yeah,
exactly. Oh,
but this one, they don't really have, like, it's different kinds of trucking. Like, they don't have, like, Mack trucks or Peterbilts in Japan, as far as I know. But this one's just, like, one of those, like, Toyota ones, or it's, like, the moving vans, kind of.
Anything that has a dog for a hood ornament, you should really be leery of. But back to Guyver. I actually saw this back in 91, before it got released, you know, when it was a fan sub. And I had seen this when I was still part of SCAN over at San Diego State University, over at Nasser Hall. And this was so good, we actually watched it twice, just so we could go ahead and catch the, you know, the small stuff. So,
oh, you poor fans and not knowing what's good at that time. I'm kidding.
Nah. I mean, it was kind of cool to go ahead and play it a second time because I knew at that point in time when we were showing it, it was around dinner time anyway, and guys were going across the street to go ahead and get Thai food and stuff. Because a lot of that particular area had mostly Japanese, Asian food. You know, there's like maybe one.
Okay. Anyways, getting back to the anime, like the trucker dude kicks the homeless man out because like he thought his bag would have like a ton of money in it, and it was just like a bunch of metal parts, which turn out to be part of the Guyver system or something, and then like a monster attacks the trucker dude through his windshield, and it just kind of goes on to like the next day at school where we get our hero Sho and his girlfriend Mizuki like going to school or whatever. And I don't know, like really it was kind of like one of those like typical school things or, you know, whatever they do in anime. And like there's even a thing where like he wants to go to the arcade. They're like, no, we have student council meeting. He's like, no, I don't want to go, I want to play Hang On. You can't deny me Hang On. But no, like this anime's got like what, cyber police or something, and then like they turn into Guyver monsters, and like they meet up with the homeless
Kronos
dude later.
Monsters,
like
actually
Kronos monsters. Okay,
yes, they are part of the Kronos Corporation. And the funny thing about these particular units, these Guyver units, is it, when you first see them, they actually look like modern day heat sinks that you see for your CPUs. I mean, you have to admit that the Guyver one actually looked like a giant like Cool Master heat sink.
Yeah, it was kind of like something, or like one of those like metal emblems that would go over like bass systems or sound or subwoofers or something like that in a car, like the emblems for like some of those.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, but like the weird thing, like how Show, like, crap. I think it, well, like the cyber or the police dudes, they battle like the monster guy, which he like looks like the Scarecrow from Batman. Mm-hmm. And they wind up like beating, kicking his butt. And there's like two of these units or whatever. And one of them, like, I think it like got thrown to Show somehow, or I don't remember, but it was like, and then it just fuses with him, like out of like nowhere. And then, like, he falls into, like, the river, and you're, like, you know, you're thinking what's happening. And then, like, the police show up, and they're harassing the girl, too. And it's just, like, you didn't do anything, but we got to take you in or whatever, or kill you, either.
No, the Kronos, the Kronos soldiers who were going ahead and accosting Mizuki, they wanted to do a little more than that. They were actually thinking about going ahead and going doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and, you know.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then, Sho, like, while we have Sho flowing down the river, being fused and actually being integrated into Guyver One, and then going ahead and jumping up, surprises all hell and everything, and sees, you know, what's happening to Mizuki, you know, and he's like, "Hey, you, cut that out!
You better stop that! I tell you what."
And my name's not McFly either.
No, but then he takes on like the big green dude and then like rips his arms out of his socket or something and like kills him completely. Like it's obviously not like, because we just came from GenoCyber, and like I'm thinking like this is almost like it, like it, that's it, but not, it's not as bad. It's not really as bad, like in the violence terms or anything like that, but. But anyways, he defeats the green dude, and like the rest of the people just like kind of run away. And then at school the next day, like he's with his classmates, and they just all randomly die or they get assassinated like around him. And like
it's because Kronos went ahead and sent out their Zoonoid death squads go ahead and say, see if they can find, you know, a show and get a retrieve back the Guyver One.
Okay. Yeah, I did not pay attention that much to this anime like you did, but no, I think it was either Josh or John that was comparing this to like the opening of Dead Man Wonderland, where like you got this kid in school and like all the students just die around him.
Oh yeah, yeah, I said that. Yeah, it was definitely like that, where everyone was just dropping dead.
But it wasn't as like gory or violent. Like there wasn't like,
well, yeah, true, true. There
yeah,
wasn't
it was
like,
more. It was more kind of like, you know, we'll try to make it look normal, but yet it appeared a little abnormal at the same time.
It's like you're getting your test answers from like one of the students, and they're like, "Yeah, the answer number one is A." And they just like fall over. And they're like, "What's happening?" And they're like, "Hey, Shotsu,
Mizuki, hey, yeah."
It's like, I have the power to kill people. Oh no!
Wait a minute, I haven't written anything in my notebook.
Maybe it was like, no, maybe they got the assassin dude from like the jerk who kept like, instead of shooting like oil cans, they're shooting kids. And he's like, he hates the kids.
Oh, man.
No, then it cuts to like this, like, looks like a broken down ship, but then there's like a full size gym inside of it. And he got this girl working out. There's apparently she's part of like, I guess, the Kronos Corporation or something.
Valkyra. Who became Guyver 2.
Right.
And there's a scene, there's a particular scene that, you know, yes, that kind of is like taken out of like Erotsuka Doji with tentacle rape.
Yeah, it's almost like there's tentacle rape in this, but not really. But then they give the, no, they tell us like this stupid like BS plot, like they interpreted alien language. And they decide, and then they state that like the definition for Guyver means out of control. So I guess that's like a universal alien language, or like just for like that one species that's in this. I don't really know.
What's funny is I was reading the Guyver manga earlier, and they said in that they also defined Guyver around the same time, but they gave like a different definition. It meant something totally different.
What? Did it state exactly what it meant in the manga?
Guyver, like, yeah. They gave, like, a definition, and it was not out of control. It was, like, bio booster or something like that.
Well, right. Well, remember, it was based on the manga, but it was different from the series.
Yeah, there's, like, different characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, I would say this could be, you know, it could be more like an alternate universe type of thing working between the manga and the OVA series.
Probably.
I mean, that's how I would perceive it at.
Does the other OVA pick up where this one leaves off, or does it start over?
I actually think it's a reboot.
Oh, okay.
So like how Spider-Man was.
Yeah.
I guess with the reboot of the Guyver, they didn't have too many plot holes open like they did with the reboot of Spider-Man. But that, again, that's totally unrelated to Guyver.
Right. Totally completely unrelated.
I was just making a point since you said reboot and Spider-Man. I'm like, well, the reboot had some issues, but that's neither here or there.
Now, also though, we are failing to mention though that there was a Guyver, Dark Hero. There's also another
we're saving that for the next episode. So we're going to cover the live action movies. Don't you worry about that. I am looking forward to it.
I was just mentioning it. I just throwing out there that there was a number of, you know, televised, you know, made for media, viewable media. So we've got Guyver Out of Control. We have Bio Boost Arma Guyver, and we have Guyver Dark Hero.
Okay.
Yes.
So pretty much what happens next in this is like the kid goes to like, I guess like the police or something, but even the police are in on like the aliens and
like Kronos had gone ahead and infiltrated.
Right. They've got
Kronos has basically had their finger in like almost every political aspect, police force, military force as well. They were part of the self-defense force.
I wonder if they infiltrate like the same way as like how the aliens infiltrated the town in that the Faculty movie with Josh Harnett, and where they have like a little.
The thing is,
freaking
thing
like
is the host,
amoeba things, and
yeah, they were host type. The host had to be accepting of the parasitic creature, yes, of the Zoonoids.
Well, if I was to make that comparison, this anime did lack anime version of John Stewart as the science teacher getting his fingers cut off and getting a pin shoved up his eye.
Yeah,
I know the movie Faculty is really dumb, but I mean that's actually not a bad movie at all. I saw it recently, and like I forgot how it ended, and I was really surprised. I thought I was going to hate this movie, but I actually kind of like it.
Well, I mean, if you get past all the cheese and everything, because I mean, honestly, I mean, the acting was poor. I mean, you have to admit that was some really dumb acting. Go ahead and do better acting than that.
Probably. Well, they had the whole part where like they're acting high in Josh Harnett's like basement or whatever, and. And they're like just giggling like they're on crack or I don't know, on drugs apparently. That movie. I don't know. I thought I would hate it, but I saw it again and I liked it for some reason.
Well,
but it's neither here or there when it comes to the World Skyver. But like, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. I mean, out of the 10-star you know, Cybernaut ratings, you know, what would you give Guyver Out of Control?
I thought you were going to give me the rating after we're done reviewing it, or I don't know. I guess I could just answer that now. Probably like a 7, I'd say. 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Can we do like 0.5? Like 7.5?
Yeah. We can add decimals. We can add fractions and like 1/10, thousandths. I don't know. I don't really care.
Okay.
However you guys feel with people.
I give it an 8.2.
I'd give it about an 8, mainly for that one fight scene that really reminded me of like a Toku.
Did series. We mention the scene that had like the pseudo tentacle rape?
Yeah, it was a big fight scene. It had like an insert song in there, and it was like kick ass.
Oh yeah, that's when he goes to the boat to rescue his Garu Friendo. In the Japanese version, it was like the police officer was like, "You're going to rescue your Garu Friendo."
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8.5, just because you know it took from the manga. It took some aspects from the manga and placed it and they actually addressed it quite well, I thought.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about reboots earlier, and another reboot that's recently been popular is the reboot of the James Bond franchise with the last three movies, and the most recent one is Skyfall, which came out this Friday, and Yannick and I have seen it, and we've got reviews.
Well, I'm going to quickly sum up Guyver real quick.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess, like, well, the woman becomes Guyver and they fight in the ship and everything, which was just like, I didn't realize how big that ship was because, like, on the outside, it's just like, that's not so big. And then it's like 80 multi levels below. No, they said that the girl was, like, trapped under, like, the underground, but they're on a ship. There's no underground on a ship.
Well, it's just like over with Moonraker. Anybody seen Moonraker?
Oh, yeah.
I own on Laserdisc.
The one where he's
in
space.
Yeah, I mean, that moon base was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
and
Moonraker turned into,
like, a really cheap, like, cheesy 70s sci-fi movie, but I enjoyed it. But, I don't know. Let's see if there's anything else. Like, they wind up I guess we shouldn't spoil the rest of it, but, like, they wind up fighting, and then there's a Guyver 3 that shows up.
Yeah, there's three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he just randomly shows up and saves the girl. And then Japan gets nuked again.
He's just as random in the manga as well.
And they have to wait for show. They're waiting for show to show to.
Oh, no, what got me was, like, at the ending credits of this, it was, like, like the girl, they have like a backstory of like Sho, and it was just like, yeah, after like he became the Guyver, he dropped out of school, and I'm like, is there even a GED program for people who become Guyvers? Like, how is he gonna like go on in life? Like, he's gonna get a job as like a Guyver specialist? He needs an education. I don't know.
Meanwhile, in Section 13 of the Japanese Self-Defense Force.
I guess in the military, that'd be the best bet.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's about it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go ahead and actually bow out for the next part of this prominent podcast, because I haven't seen Skyfall yet, and
we're not gonna. Yeah, I don't want it to be spoiled for you. Yeah. We might as well turn our Skyfall episode into like another episode, depending on how long we talk about it.
It's fine.
This is going to go like an hour already.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Move on.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you know, I'd seen the villain, the actor that plays the villain on Skyfall, and on Conan O'Brien, and I've got to say, that interview was actually, wow.
See, I haven't seen that yet.
You didn't get to go ahead and check out the Conan O'Brien segment?
I'll have to find, if it's online, I'll definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. I've got to admit, I was beside myself, and the wife was just kind of looked at me and go like, well, wasn't that funny, Steve? Yes.
You said this was on Conan?
Yep, it was on Conan O'Brien. Okay. I think it was nice. Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember. But it was definitely hilarious, especially when Eliko kind of like goes ahead and touches his knee and like then pulls it back and is like, why did you stop? but it was also quite informative as well too. So, okay. If we're gonna just leave it at this, closing remarks, people. Closing remarks.
Yeah, man, this is hard. I didn't think of anything. Oh no, I got one. Do you guys want to go first, or you want me?
Huh? I've got one concerning the explosion at the end. Suddenly, Hong Kong mysteriously vanished.
Don't you mean mysteriously? Japan mysteriously vanished.
Yes, Japan.
Okay. Steve, what's yours?
Oddly enough, I have no closing remarks to share this time, but tune in next week when we will hear Dustin say,
"Celebrate, good Obama, come on!" Man, everyone just got
like,
quiet.
Just kind of like picture me kind of like, you know, out here frozen, this like weird expression on my face.
If it makes you feel any better, I voted for Romney, but my Republican-ness kicked in. I took that from the when they did that first political episode when Obama got in office from South Park.
South Park, yeah, I saw it too.
Did you see the political episode this like last week?
Yeah. Honestly, and pretty dumb. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I didn't vote for either one of them. I was a write-in candidate. I wrote in Bill Gates.
Hey, I didn't have an option to write in. I
voted for Bill Gates. He was a candidate for state senate here, named Bill Gates.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It was awesome.
He's had his signs up all over town for months.
Why didn't you take a picture of it and post it?
Oh, they're still up. I can take one if you want.
Dude, do it.
Dude, great. What are you waiting for? I mean, after Skyfall, but
he's
a Vietnam
veteran too.
I mean,
Bill Gates.
I see the onion printing that. Like, guess who was running for Senate?
There's a joke on where someone wrote like Megatron.
Oh,
that's the candidate I get behind.
Like, really? That's about as sad as Cthulhu.
Oh gosh, I did not see.
And you know, I mean, it's almost as bad as like, you know, saying, "Hey, let's go ahead and clone Hitler and have him run."
We can make him a nice guy.
And
it'd be a melting pot of friendship.
Ow. Not going there. I'm sorry, Captain, but you cannot.
The world's just not ready for a clone Hitler.
No.
Maybe one day.
Mm-mm, no. No, but honestly, for those that are listening out there, those that have like a Nixon mentality, run! I would love to see a second Nixon type candidate go ahead and run this country for 4 years. Maybe we could go ahead and pick up where he left off at.
Steve, did you hear about there's like 16 states petitioning to leave the United States? And Texas is being one of them, which is like, that's no surprise because Texas has been its own country for 150 years.
I know. Why don't they just call it the independent state of Bush?
Or the Republic. I would be happy with like the principality.
Yeah, the Republic of
Texas.
Bush. There you go. The Republic
Texas
of Bush.
Texas colony. But they're like different. Like, I'm not sure how the petition works. Like, they need 25,000 votes, and I'm not sure if it's from each state or all together between like all the 16 states. But it's only going to be up for consideration if the president approves it, which he's probably not. So
yeah, Obama whatever. Isn't going to want to lose like his second biggest state in the country, Texas. You know,
yeah, that'll definitely mess up like the electoral votes and everything.
Hey, you know what? You know what I want to see? I want to see him actually come through and perform on what he promised. For the last 4 years,
New York was.
I
want to
see him actually
too.
Come up with it, huh?
Yeah,
New York was also on the list,
but they only got like 400 some votes, which obviously was done by just Republicans there. But
yeah,
there
those are like the only 400 Republicans in New York, and there's like millions of people there.
Yeah,
I don't think New Yorkians are going to be too happy if they succeed from the United States.
Yeah.
It's not like they're all connected or anything. Like, you can't call it the Confederacy again because, like, they're in different parts. Like, well, I know, but Georgia wants this to succeed, which is, like, no freaking, like, no surprise.
Well,
but,
in the part of New York where Mason lives, it's, like, almost Canada. He's, like, barely across a river from there. So maybe it would, like, secede and join Canada.
You know what? Here's a secret conspiracy type thing. Here's a government conspiracy thought. What if each one of these particular states, they have like a rich, educational, industrial type environment, right? So who's to say that somewhere there's underneath each particular state is a giant, huge colony bunker? They're actually going to launch.
Maybe they're going to maybe they've been building colonies for like 30 years. And yeah. They're just going to reenact Gundam X again, where they're going to drop them on the United States.
Exactly! That's what it's like. Oh my god, no!
After the 44th presidential election, Texas got mad and dropped colonies on the White House. 15 years later.
I can't wait till we review that show.
Oh gosh, yeah, I still got to finish it.
How far in are you?
I think episode 12. I'm really lazy.
Oh, okay.
I got them on my iTouch, and then like my iTouch like messed up last week. So
I'm having a hard time deciding whether I'm going to watch Turn A next or Gurren Lagann.
Here's something. I just discovered this too. Back in July, Genshiken came back. Genshiken, the manga, is back on the shelves. Volumes 10 through 13 are out there.
I thought you already stated this like in the last episode or something.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought you did. Or maybe you just told me. I don't know.
But I heard it from you,
obviously.
50 episodes, I should say chapters 56 through 81 are out. And as far as Madarame Harunobu goes, wait. Oh my word, no spoilers, but damn. And well, me being one of the people that decided to go ahead and use that as an alias at one point in time. Honestly, I'll say it again. Damn.
So. I think we should probably just move on to Skyfall then, and I'll split this up into like two episodes because I got a feeling we're going to talk about Skyfall for quite some time.
Yes.
And that's where I go ahead and I bow on out. I'm out of here.
Right.
And we will. Oh, and should we? No. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it later off mic.
Okay, you can always Facebook me something about whatever you want to say.
Yeah, but honestly, next episode, people, in for a surprise. That's all I'll say. Till then, everybody. Right. Ciao. Bye con Dios. A vida sane.
Get out of here.
Did you kick him?
He said lol.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
That was some good talk.
That was pretty strange. The conspiracy theory about the UFOs or whatever. Mission complete.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cybernauts Cast. Do you want more of what we got? If so, check us out over at our website at cybernautscast.wordpress.com. If you wish to leave us an email on, well, anything, then shoot one over at cybernautscast@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes and leave a review, why don't you? We'll see you next week, same Cybernauts time, same Cybernauts channel.